بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء، والله سميع عليم.
Verse number 21. O those who have faith in Allah, and who act on His sacred law, do not follow the ways of the Satan in his adornment of falsehood. Whoever follows his way, he commands despicable actions and sayings, and what the sacred law disapproves of. Had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, O believers, not a single one of you would have become pure through repentance, if he did repent. But in fact, Allah purifies whom He wants by accepting His repentance. Allah is hearing of your statements, knowing of your actions, nothing of them is hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for them.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء، والله سميع عليم. ولا يأت لأولو الفضل منكم والسعة أن يؤتوا أولي القربى والمساكين والمهاجرين في سبيل الله وليعفوا وليصفحوا، ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم؟ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Verse number 22. The people of virtue and religion and expanse in wealth should not swear an oath to stop giving their needy relatives, due to their poverty, amongst the migrants in Allah's way, due to a sin they committed. They should pardon them and overlook them. Do you not love that Allah should forgive your sins when you pardon them and overlook them? Allah is forgiving to those who repent amongst His servants and merciful to them. So His servants should follow Him. This verse was revealed regarding Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, when he swore an oath to stop spending on nistah due to his joining in the slander.
الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Verse number 23. Those who accuse chaste innocent women of adultery the believing women are unaware of are removed from the mercy of Allah in this world and the hereafter, and for them is a great punishment in the hereafter.
يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 24. They will get that punishment on the day of judgment, the day when their tongues will testify against them as to the falsehood they spoke, and their hands and feet will testify against them as to what they used to do.
يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين.
Verse number 25. On that day, Allah will give them their full reward with justice, and they will know Allah is the truth. Every piece of information, promise, or warning that comes from Him is clearly true without any doubt in it.
الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Verse number 26. Every evil man, woman, saying and action is suited to what is evil and conforms to it, and every good thing of that is suited to what is good and conforms to it. Those good men and women are innocent of what the evil men and women say about them. For them is forgiveness from Allah through which He will forgive their sins, and for them is noble sustenance, which is paradise. As seeing the private parts is a means of inciting desires, which lead to committing adultery, which was mentioned in the beginning of the chapter, Allah ordered seeking permission to enter houses, to protect the gaze from falling on private parts, saying,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 27. O those who have faith in Allah and act on His sacred law, do not enter houses besides your own houses until you seek permission from their inhabitants to enter them, and you greet them by saying in greeting and seeking permission, peace be on you. Can I come in? That seeking permission you have been ordered is better for you than entering suddenly, so that you remember what you have been ordered and then carry it out. Beneficial points. 1. The deception of the Satan and his whisperings are a call towards committing sins, so a believer should refrain from it. 2. The ability to repent and do good deeds is from Allah, not from the servant. 3. The people of virtue and excellence are far from taking revenge and treating one who does bad in a like manner. 4. Forgiving and overlooking one who does bad is a means of sins being forgiven. 5. Slandering chaste women is amongst the major sins. 6. That which befits evil is its like, and that which befits good is its like. 7. Seeking permission has been legislated to protect the gaze and to preserve the sanctity of homes.
فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 28. But if you do not find anyone in those houses, do not enter them until you are permitted to enter by those who have the authority to give permission. And if their owners tell you to return, return and do not enter them, as this is purer for you in the sight of Allah. Allah is knowing of what you do, none of your actions are hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for them.
ليس عليكم جناح أن تدخلوا بيوتا غير مسكونة فيها متاع لكم والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون.
Verse number 29. There is no blame on you for entering without permission public houses which are not specifically for any person, and which have been prepared for general benefit, such as libraries and shops and markets. Allah knows the actions and conditions which you display, and which you hide. None of that is hidden from Him, and He shall reward you for them. As the gaze is the precursor to fornication, Allah ordered lowering of the gaze to be saved from it. He said,
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ.
Verse number 30. O Messenger, tell the believing men to stop their eyes from looking at women and private parts that are unlawful for them, and to protect their private parts from indulging in the unlawful and from exposing them. That refraining from looking at what Allah has made unlawful is purer for them in the sight of Allah. Allah is aware of what you do.
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
Verse number 31. And tell the believing women to stop their eyes from looking at the private parts Allah has made unlawful for them to look at, and to protect their private parts by staying far from indecency and by covering themselves. And they should not display their beauty to strangers, except that which is apparent thereof, and which cannot be hidden, such as clothing. They should draw their coverings over the openings at the top of their clothes, to cover their hair, faces, and necks. And they should not expose their hidden beauty except to their husbands, or their fathers, or their husbands' fathers, or their sons, or their husbands' sons, or their brothers, or their brothers' sons, or their sisters' sons, or their women who are believers, be they Muslim or disbelievers, or the servants they own, be they male or female, or male attendants who have no desire for women, or children who have not become aware of the private aspects of women due to their being small. And women should not strike their feet with the intention of making known the adornment they are hiding, such as anklets and so forth. And all of you repent to Allah, O believers, for the gaze and so forth which affects you, in the hope that you are successful in attaining the goal and are saved from what is feared. Beneficial points. 1. It is permissible to enter public buildings without permission. 2. It is necessary for men and women to lower their gazes from what is unlawful for them. 3. It is necessary for a woman to cover herself with the Islamic hijab. 4. It is permissible for a woman to display her beauty to her husband or to those who are unlawful to marry due to kinship or marriage relations. 5. It is impermissible to use means of incitement.